Yes, Project Kent, first year that we've ever done this, and we've got so many people we need to thank.
Yes, we have loads.
So many people. And one of the people that we need to thank massively is on the phone right now, goes by the name of Paul Greengrass from QS Support Limited. Paul, thank you so much for being on The Breakfast Show this morning.
You're more than welcome.
Without Paul, Laura, just being absolutely bluntly honest, without Paul, this would not be happening.
He is the superhero of Project Kent. I feel like we need to get you a little cape, Paul.
Yeah. We can arrange a cape for
we
Paul.
We do. We need to get you a cape.
Paul, before we get on to what you're going to be doing, tell us a little bit about QS Support Limited. You're based in Maidstone, right?
We are, yeah. We're a very small local business that works in Maidstone in Kent, very much focused into supporting and working alongside lots of different construction companies in the southeast and particularly in Kent. We do consultancy work, estimating and quantity surveying service and small construction projects, all focused in Kent.
So, Paul, for people like me who don't necessarily understand exactly what quantity surveying is, what is that?
What we do is we work for various companies at the bottom of the chain in the construction industry, as small as the small subcontractor, the small decorator or the small roofing company, right up to developers and architects, assisting them with cost planning for any future schemes that they might have. We also look at commercially looking after their projects for them in order that they can get paid on time from whoever their client is. So we are basically their commercial support through their process.
So tell us about what you're going to be doing for us at Farthing Corner Community Centre. How are you getting involved with Project Kent?
Well, what we decided when we got the nod regarding this project, we felt that we really wanted to become involved with this job, particularly as we're a Kent-based company. We focus on most of our work in Kent. All of our staff that work for the business are from Kent as well. We felt that what we could do is offer something back to the county. So we felt that we could employ local people through our company to help refurbish this project and bring it back up to how it should be.
Walls being moved, walls being rebuilt, flooring being laid, electrics being... I mean, it's a massive
job. It's a huge job, yeah.
It's a massive, massive job. And, you know, over 150 people from young people right the way up to granny and granddad use this community centre. And the whole aim is to make it a better place for people to go and use it, for be it scout clubs or chess clubs, literally anything.
Everything.
So thank you so much, Paul, because as I say, without you, you know, this would not be possible.
No, you're more than welcome. We decided to pull our resources in from our supply chain and subcontractors chain, lent on them. So there's a huge thank you to those as well that are going to come along and assist in, like you've said. We're going to move some walls for you guys. We're going to put a kitchen in, lay some floors. It's a nice big job for us, and we're very happy to be part of it.
Well, we're keeping you nice and busy then, aren't we?
Yeah, just a bit, yeah.
Like, it will be, especially over bank holiday.
Yeah, yes. So this work starts a week today.
That's right, correct, Monday the 28th.
Yeah. And the guys are going to be checking in with you, Paul, to see how you get on during that
week.
Yeah,
can't wait to see how it develops.
Really excited, really excited for this. So if people want to find out more about you guys, because, you know, we can't recommend you guys enough right now. You've helped us out so much. If there are people listening to the radio this morning that could do with services like yours, how can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with us, probably the best way, through our website, which is www.qssupportltd.com, and all the information and email addresses are all on there.